In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord spends a good portion of his public ministry teaching and speaking and preaching about the kingdom of God. And so we would do well to ask ourselves, what does he mean by the kingdom of God? Now, the people of our Lord's time would have thought, oh, that's easy. A reboot of the Davidic kingdom. Because the kingdom of God means that the Messiah will come. He will go to Jerusalem and be proclaimed king. He will raise an army, kick out the Romans, and gather the Jews from the four corners of the earth. That's what the kingdom of God means. But that is not what God means, and not what our Lord means. So let's think a moment about the kingdom of God. It could mean the universe and whatever other universe exists. Because God is Lord of all. He created all things and keeps them in existence so that if God ever ceased to love anything or anyone, they would simply cease to exist. There wouldn't even be a smudge on the ground. Or perhaps the kingdom of God means heaven, and this is closer to the truth. God and those who share communion with him, the angels and the saints, those who experience the beatific vision, the new Jerusalem come down from heaven, from which life-giving grace pours out into the world. And yet, as you know, heaven is not yet here on earth. Don't believe me? Watch the news for a while. And we all know that we are not in heaven yet. Don't believe me? Watch the news for a while. How about the church? This is even closer. Because the church is God's kingdom in embryonic form. It is the seed which, when our Lord returns in glory at the end of time, will become the new Jerusalem, God's kingdom upon earth. And it is very useful to remember that the church is God's kingdom because it reminds us that the church does not belong to us, doesn't belong to the Pope, doesn't belong to the bishops, doesn't belong to the priests, doesn't even belong to the deacons. It belongs to God. We are just stewards of the good things and the truth which is given to us by Christ. This is why we cannot alter things to suit our fancy. We don't take surveys. You know, that sacrament of matrimony, it's kind of a pain. Let's get rid of it. We only have six sacraments. Can't do that. Can't even say we need another sacrament. As the holy deacon told us at last Mass, you know, donuts are holy. Get it? Holy. Waka waka. I have Fozzie Bear as a deacon. There you go. We cannot add or subtract from what God has given to us. The kingdom of heaven is a divine reality. This is why the Lord speaks to us about it in parables, so that we can wrap our puny human minds around the great truth which is being revealed to us. So we have parables in today's gospel that speak of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is like a field in which grain is planted. The farmer goes out and he plants, sows his seed. And then something remarkable happens. The seed germinates and it grows and eventually it produces grain, and at that moment, the harvest happens. God goes out into the world, and he plants his truth, the gospel truth, and it grows. And at the end of time, the angels will come and harvest a harvest of holiness, saints for God's kingdom. Kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Anyone here ever see a mustard seed? I have, because one of my teachers at the seminary, a great sister whose name was Sister Mary Timothy, though seminarians being the evil sort that we were, we called her Tiny Tim because she was very short. When we talked about the mustard seed, she passed around one in a little vial. Really quite a tiny thing. And then we saw a picture of a mustard seed bush. Not a tiny thing. It grows, this little tiny seed, into something which is beautiful and remarkable. So with the kingdom of God. It starts out small, and then it grows into something remarkable. The kingdom of God here on earth, the new Jerusalem. My sons and daughters in Christ, the kingdom of God is here. And yet it is not complete. It will only be complete when the Lord returns in glory to judge the heavens and the earth and the world by fire. We are part of the kingdom of God. And yet it is not about us. It is about God and those in communion with him. And we look forward to the fullness of the kingdom of God because we look forward to our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.